Elamai, you want to teach me the chiddush is learn out from Mincha that a shal metzibur is also one who is zichra kuna. Samara says merabuya de kruasir. Learn this out from the pasuk itself that it says by shal metzibur. It says b'kodesh hakadoshim techlenu kozocha b'kahanim yechol oisai. So what's this extra pasuk teaching us over here? Is limur come to teach us al zivchei shal metzibur sheinacholim elu zichra kuna, that even though it's a shlomim, but since it's a shal metzibur, the din is only nechol zichra kuna. It's not nechol to the kavis. So you don't need a limur from mincha for. Somewhere says in Echonami, I'll tell you tanoyim, it's a machlokes tanoyim. Where do we learn out that zivchei shal metzibur is not nechol only lezichra kuna? Ika demaisi lo mihocha, vika demaisi lo mihocha. Some to learn it out. Some to learn it out from the word of mincha. And some to learn it out from the section of Pesach of Bekodesh HaKadoshim Tachlenu. Bakoporim, that's the limit according to this time at least, mincha to teach us that a shal mei tzibor is on a necho zichre kuna. Chattis, why does the Pesach say the word chattis over here? That ma chattis mekadesh beblua, just like the korban chattis is mekadesh beblua, meaning if this korban, if the meat is cooked up with any other meat, so the tam of the meat goes into the other meat, and it gives the loch of a chattis into the other meat, that has the chumra of a korban chattis on it. How do we know this? So, ma chattis mekadesh mevlua, av kol mekadesh mevlua, all of the kachim also, that we say tam kika, the tam goes into another piece of meat, it gives the same kedusha, the same dinam of the kachim into the other piece of meat. Oshem, what does the pasuk say Oshem over here? Ma Oshem, ein shefir, Vishilya Kaddish Boy. Just like that korban oshem, like the placenta or the afterbirth of the animal when it's inside the stomach has no kedusha, for the simple reason that oshem is only a zocher, cannot be in a keva. If so, af kol who would in any other kachem, even where it could be from a keva, ain't shvir vishilya Kaddish Boy. That the placenta, the afterbirth, when it's still in the stomach, has no kedusha yet. Why? Because this tanos kesavar for lodo is kaddishim. They have yosin and kadoshim. When does the vlad of a korban become kaddish? Only after it's born. That's called vlad kaddishim. Is by yosin and kadoshim. They're only kaddish after it's born, not when they're betoich imon, not when they're in the mother's stomach. And this time also holds v'dona nefsha mishi yefsha. Like I blessed before, they will learn out shar kodshim, even though they come from the kevis, from a korban oshim that does not come from a nekeva. That's why it says the word oshim here. Then it says miluyim. What's the limud? What do we learn out from the kabonos that were brought by the miluyim? The teachers like this: ma miluyim, moisrayim besreifa. Just like by the miluyim, if there's anything left over from the miluyim, the din is you're supposed to burn it. Rashi dechsiv v'yim yoyse bebosra miluyim min alechem adaboyke v'sarafties anoyse beish. Says by the parsha of miluyim, either from the korban or the lechem was left over, you're supposed to burn it. So that, and v'yein balichayim moisrayim esreifam. But there was no balichayim, live animal, left over by the meluyim. There was no din achrayis by the meluyim. They only had the korbanos they needed, and they shechted them. They were not alive anymore. But they didn't have any achrayis over there. So there's never a balichayim, animal that's alive, to have a din meluyim to be burnt. So you learn now from there, to sharkotchim af kol moisrayim besreifam. When is there a parsha of noiser that you have to burn leftover meat? Only by a shchuta, but v'yein balachayim moisrayim esreifa. That any time you have left over a balachay, a live animal, there's never a din that is toyin esreifa. Shlomim, why does the pasuk say the word shlomim over here? What's the limud? It's like this: ma shlomim mefaglin or mispaglin, just like shlomim is mefaglin or mispaglin, means to say the korban shlomim is mefagelis es halechem and makes the lechem also pickle. Or mispaglin means atzmon, the meat itself becomes piggle. Both, it makes something else piggle, and it itself becomes piggle. Is af kol all other kachim also mefaglin or mispaglin? It makes something else become piggle, and it itself also becomes piggle. Rashi goes zivchei shal metzibim mefaglin shtei lechem. Anytime the korban has to become lechem with it, so it could be mefaglin the lechem, like by shvuas the shtei lechem could become piggle because of the shnei kvosim. This is one way to learn Shan the Pasuk. Now, but Mafnisa Ton and the Braisi we learned, Mishmei to Rabbi Kiva, the name of Rabbi Kiva, he learns like this. When the same Pasuk says, V'zois ha-Torah, Mincha, when the Pasuk says the word Mincha, what does Rabbi Kiva do with the word Mincha? Ma Mincha Mekadeshes Beblua, Avko Mekadeshes Beblua, just like by a Mincha. If it gets mixed in with any other bread or lechem, it gives a tam into it, it has the Kedusha of a Mincha on it. So there's another Pasuk, not only by Chattis that Beblua is Kaddish, even by Mincha also. And the Gemara says, V'yitzruch, even called Rabbi Kiva, we need to talk about Sukkim. V'yitzrach l'nichtav b'chatas, v'yitzrach l'mitzvah b'mincha, need a pasuk both. T'ikos rachamona b'mincha by mincha, that the blue is mekadish, v'shum d'rechicha below. Because what does it go into other bread? Bread is very soft, so the blue of the tam goes into it. Ah, v'chatas, say maloi. V'chatas is a question of this meat. She give tam to another meat, since another meat is hard, maybe the tam does not go in, it's not mekadish it. If so, the cost of Rachmona Bechatis, who left the Torah just right by Korban Chatis, that it's Mekadis Beblua, I'll tell you maybe no, Mishum Debo, Saragav the Shomain, Kodir. Listen, meat has fat in it, and the fat travels well, so that's where the tam goes into the other piece of meat. Ava Mincha Emeloi, but a Mincha has no fat to it, maybe the tam doesn't travel. Tzricha. Therefore, I need both Tzukim to teach us that the blue is Mekadish, both by Mincha and by Chatis. Now chatas, what's the posse of the word chatas over here? This is Rabbi Kivitz Rosho, that ma chatas ein nebo elam in achulin. Just like a korban, chatas can only come from chulin u bayoyim, like any other kachem, the shchita and zrik can only be done by daytime. Over yodai hayimonis, the korban has to use his right hand for the zrik as adam. Is av kol all of the kachem, even the korban pesach, ein nebo elam in achulin, only comes from chulin u bayoyim u biyodai hayimonis. Now the Gemara is v'chatis gufa minon. How do we know the korban chatis is this way? That it's only bo min ha chulin and not min mois ma'tisheni. So Amar Rav Chizda says the Yom HaKor, the pasuk says v'hikriv Aaron es parachatis asheloi. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur had to bring his own chatis asheloi, and we dashin loy mishaloi. It has to be brought from his own money. So yes, we dashin loy mishaloi v'loy mishamaisa. That the chatas has to be brought from his own money, and not from Mois Maisi Sheni. And Mash we learn out, not only by this chatas, but any chatas in the same halachom. That any chatas can only be brought min achulin, and not be Mois Maisi Sheni. Now the more is a question, by Yoim, what do you tell me, especially when by Korban chatas has to be done by daytime? Mi b'yoim tzavos anavko. That's a posik that says by Yul Kachim, you can only make the shchita daytime, and not by nighttime. It's more so true, k'day nas, but doesn't really belong here, that's tamalimut. Then the second, third thing also is, when it says, B'yodhi ha'yimonis, that the Zerik has to be done with the right hand, for the Gemara midi Rabba ba'bachon nafka. Learn it out from Rabba ba'chon's din. It's a klal also by Yolkotchim. The Yom Rabba ba'bachon amur ashlokish, that komokim shenema etzpar kuna, whenever the Apostle says the word etzpar kuna, ain't the yamin, it only means the right, so we know anyway it means the yamin. So Mura says, true, I'll tell you, k'day naspa. It's like really extra, we don't really need it for this. But the equal limit of chatis is to teach us that a chatis is only bo min hachulin. So a kid at that time of Kiva knows that a korban pesach is also bo min hachulin. They learn it out from a chatis. Chatis is the equal makor to say it's only bo min hachulin. And Toy speaks out here that real according to Kiva, tati dorish mechatis. We learn out two things from chatis. Tikva dorish nami ma chatis mebluah mekadeshes. We already use it to teach us that a chatis is mekadesh mebluah. So then we need also to teach us, we learn two things from Chatis. There's Bo Min Achulin, and it's also Mekadish Beblua. Now, the end of the Pasul says Oshem, Ma Oshem Atzmoisav Mutorim, just like by Korban Oshem, the bones of it is Mutter, it has no Kedusha. Rashi says, Shirei Besaroi Mutter, you'll have to eat the meat of a Korban Oshem. For like Siv Oshem, Elimishun, the boiler Frushe Kroa, Kochad Vechad Vnei. What did Rashi say? The Afilu Shazvachim Atzmoisu Matorim. The Gemara in Pesachim says, "Avul Atzomis Vegidim Yisufu Lishishasa." Hani Atzomis Echidomi Lesbu Moyech Lishdeyu Almud Atzomis Matorim. The Gemara says clearly, if there's no meat marrow in the bone, throw it away. It has no kedusha. Smashmu the Atzomis Amuto. Says here it says about a word from Moshem. Is Avkol Atzmoisu Matorim? The bones of the kachim have no kedusha on it. You can do what you want with them. Now, so kids, so that's what Rabbi Kiva learns out to teach us the klal ol kochim is only brought min hachulin. any chayv yab can only bring merachulin and not from mois maisisheni. According to Rabbi Kiva, is not the limud is not from a korban chatis, but the limud is not from a korban pesach, but rather from a korban chatis. Now the Gemara asks the kasha for Rabbi Kiva, hay bezavachta pesach.